When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ruby, my love, you're gonna be all right.
Stay in the car, Stephanie.
Je suis bien. C'est va. Get Ruby.
Bring her to the car, Eugene.
No, an ambulance will be here soon.
Get her in the car.
She'll be dead by the time the ambulance for colors gets here.
Eugene, please. Her car is faster.
Okay, we're gonna get you to the hospital. Come on. If she dies, madam, I will never forgive you.
I won't forgive myself. Alam Hospital Bunky.
You are listening to the Floyd J. Calvin program. And now, straight to the headlines. Numbers Queen Madame St. Clair was shot at last night's Opportunity Magazine's contest winner's dinner. St. Clair and her secretary were rushed to Harlem Hospital, where both women were treated for bullet wounds. St. Clair was released from the hospital this morning. The other woman is in stable condition. The alleged gunman is Dutch Schultz, who declared war on Harlem's Numbers Queen after the murder of one of his henchmen by St. Clair's top numbers runner. Will she retaliate? There's no doubt. Manos, the man who got away with $5,000 of the dead man's money, is still at large. No arrests have been made. In other news, a Columbia student faces a long prison sentence for serving alcohol at a speakeasy.
Cut the fan, will you, Betty?
Where are you going so early, Manos?
The Bronx, to see Mr. Kelly about something.
What?
I don't want to collect bets forever. The plan was for me to start my own game.
Collecting for Stephanie is better than running for Schultz. And she takes good care of her people. But the view here on Riverside Drive is much nicer than the view on Lenox.
I ain't satisfied with being one of her gimps.
If you didn't go running in the streets to play rats and mice, you wouldn't have got yourself caught by Bunky, and you'd have five large to start your own policy bank.
Hey, dry up, Betty. I got an ankle.
I can find out who else is holding Kale.
I put enough biggies 6 feet under.
Hey, put a dollar on 503. Dreamt about fish last night. I have rehearsal all day. The show is at 9. Stay out of trouble.
Always, sweetheart.
Your pressure is good. Your wound is healing well. No sign of infection. You're a very lucky woman, Madame Sinclair.
You'd have to do more than spit a bullet against my hip to get rid of me.
How's the pain?
We Negroes are used to pain.
I will prescribe painkillers to help you rest.
Merci, Dr. Branson.
Je vous en prie. Monsieur Bunky.
Would you like tea in the parlor, madame?
Yes. Please help me downstairs. Thank you, Bunk. What would I do without you?
I often wonder what I would do without you, Stephanie. Your tea, madame?
Merci. Is someone at the hospital with Ruby?
Yes. Halstein sent a bimbo.
Good. It's the very least he could do. And who do we have here?
Henry out front, and Tump out back.
Ruby will be happy to know that I have not one, but two bodyguards.
She sent a message to you. The surgery went well.
And the hospital bill. Did you send the payment?
Yes. Zora Neale Hurston is here to see you.
Oh, right. The Geechee. She can come in.
What are we going to do about Schultz?
Don't worry. We'll discuss Schultz when I'm finished with Alison. Let me know when Manos arrives. Then, we leave promptly at 10 to go and get Ida. I want to get to Michelle's school in time for lunch.
Good morning, Madam St. Clair. Thank you for allowing me to call on you. Glad you are making a speedy recovery. That is a beautiful tea set. Imported?
Of course. They don't make fine china on 145th Street. Would you like some tea?
Thank you. Wallace and I are preparing an anthology.
Wallace?
Wallace Thurman.
Yes, the radical from California. You are in cahoots with him.
We are publishing an anthology of Negro poetry and short stories titled Fire. I have a broad collection of folk tales told to me directly from the Negroes across the South. Plenty of Brer Rabbit tales.
Yes, Brer Rabbit is very similar to our goatee in my country.
And those tales were inspired by the Nancy Tales of Africa.
Is that right?
Yes. I'm here to ask for your sponsorship.
Yes, I know.
I will need $200 for travel expenses to my hometown in Florida, just so I can collect some of the songs the old folks used to sing.
$200 for travel to the swamps of Florida?
I have to get down there quickly because there's this sweet old woman in her deathbed, born a slave in 1860, and she remembers all the songs the African captives sang when she was a youngin' on a plantation in Georgia. I believe.
We are not slaves anymore, Zora. Why even celebrate slavery? What benefit does the new Negro gain in knowing old work songs sung by tired old slaves?
Oh, they are much more than old work songs. They were songs of faith and hope, and even plans to steal away.
Fascinating. We are a strong-willed people, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Validation is important to uplift the Negro. Bunky will write you a check.
Thank you, Madam St. Clair. Your support will go on record as a contribution to the advancement of colored people.
Is Austin contributing to this anthology?
No, I came to you because, quite frankly, that you're more my type of people.
Perhaps your collection of gospel songs should be called To the Heavens, or God is Watching, or Their Eyes Were Watching God. Sounds prolific.
Too long, but good. I'll keep it in mind.
Good morning, Mr. Kelly.
Hey, Manos.
What you got for me? Well, that's a bigger sack than usual.
Yeah. Business is good. Nobody can resist a 600-to-1 payout.
You thought about what I asked you?
I'm not in. Schultz came down on a lot of shops because they stopped taking his bets. He's determined to get his money one way or another. I'm lucky I'm still in business. I can't confuse things by starting a policy bank with you. Taint my racket.
All I need is 5 yards.
$500? Do I look like Rockefeller? I sell apples for a living. I got the money to come here, to this country, by winning a bet. You should do the same. Here, I got some nice oranges from Florida.
Thanks, Mr. Kelly. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, why are you following me?
I just want to play a number.
I don't take the bets no more.
No, I mean, dispiace, but I already, you already pick up from the barbers.
How much?
Okay, name is a Sal, just a 2 bits on a 4-9-2. 4-9-2. Grazie.
Would you like some water, Ruby?
Thank you, Eugene. You really ought to go home and get some rest, Eugene. There's a bodyguard at the door. I'll be fine.
I'm not leaving you, Ruby. Come in. Mr. Halstein.
What beautiful flowers. Thank you.
I came to see how the bodyguard was working out.
Having him at the door does give a certain peace of mind.
I would like to offer to you and Ruby my Long Island estate for her recuperation.
Oh, Ruby can recuperate here, Mr. Halstein. Thank you.
Mrs. Washington, we have to take you for an examination.
What we need from you, what I need from you, is a job. I can write and edit for Opportunity Magazine, and you are on the board, aren't you?
Yes, but I have no say in the editorial staff. That is managed by Charles Johnson and Jesse Fawcett.
Oh, well, as you may know, I am the winner of the writing contest. So Mr. Johnson and Miss Fawcett are already familiar with my work.
I can make arrangements.
Thank you, Mr. Halstein. And the salary?
$30 a week.
Oh, but I would need to earn at least 50 a week. That's what Ruby was earning.
If you are good with numbers, I could use the help at my business office.
Oh, I am a writer, not a bookie, Mr. Halstein.
I pay my bookkeepers $100 a week.
Well, what would the work entail?
My business is a risky business, Mr. Washington. That's why the pay, it is what it is.
Mr. Halstein, thank you for the offer, but no. I would appreciate the position of opportunity. I'll find another job as a porter or a doorman to earn more money.
You would rather earn $30 a week instead of $100 a week? Okay.
Eugene, did you just say no to a job that pays $100 a week?
I turned down a job that could get me in prison or killed.
I would like to go to your Long Island estate to recuperate, Mr. Halstein.
Ruby.
A hospital is no place to get well, Eugene. It smells of sickness and death in here.
I will send a car for you tomorrow and arrange for a nurse.
Manos is here.
Good. Let him in.
Your mansion is like the Armory Museum. Is that original artwork?
Manos, have a seat. You're going to arrange a meeting with me and Schultz at his club in the Bronx tonight.
I won't get my left foot in the door before they spray powder.
Send a message to Schultz that you are in with me, and you can help him bump me off.
That's an elaborate scheme. Why don't we just go in there and fill him with lead?
Because the Bronx Zoo had a Negro man on exhibit with the apes. If you go to the Bronx to bang up Schultz, the entire town will string you up on a lamppost on the Grand Concourse before sunrise. I won't let that happen again.
I'm willing to take that chance.
No, I have to stick it to Schultz by using his own color people.
His joint don't allow coloreds.
Just make sure he's there.
Business in the Bronx has been real good.
Yes, it has.
I do this, I want a bigger piece of the pie.
We can talk about that after we sing Schultz.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
When Kilner accepted the job of smuggling escaped heiress Samantha Trapp across the galaxy, she expected the job to be over and done with quickly. But now they're stuck with each other and they have a job to do.
Think of Automnicon as a sort of student loan company. You take a loan from them, and then they own you until you've paid it off, with interest.
So all I have to do is pay off my debt? Fine, I can do that. How much do I owe?
900,027 credits, and counting.
You're stuck here, with me, to work it off.
We Fix Space Junk is a sci-fi sitcom from Battlebird Productions, featuring Travelling by Cryo.
Don't worry if you feel like you're drowning. That's perfectly normal. Wait, what?
Aliens from across the galaxy.
Greetings, visitors.
Stop, popcorn!
Hello, Your Excellency.
AIs.
Dad, how do I do air?
You're already doing it automatically. Calm down.
And, of course, thrilling and exciting missions in outer space. Hello, valued employees. Here are the details for your next exciting mission. You will be repairing a
device redacted
in or at the
location redacted.
We Fix Space Junk is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts. Subscribe. Consume. Integrate. Indoctrinate. Assimilate. Degenerate. And watch your body decay into a faceless husk as your mind floats aimlessly in space. Register your interest with Automnicon. Now.